Today is the 27th of April, 2013, and Mark wants to have a talk tonight entitled
The Antichrist Church.
The Antichrist Church. You know, we have been now broadcasting over Sermon Audio since, I think, 2006. So that's about 7 years. We've identified many, many false prophets and false religions, false churches, from the Seventh-day Adventist Church to the Christian Scientist Church to Scientology to the Unity Church to Jehovah's Witnesses, Southern Baptist Church, Roman Catholic Church, Assemblies of God Church, United Pentecostal Church, United Presbyterians, United Pentecostals, the United Methodist Church, the Bahá'í Faith, Confucianism, Buddhism, Mohammedism, the yin and the yang, Jungian psychology, Skinnerian psychology, Freudian psychology, Maslowian psychology, Schillerites, Crystal Cathedral. That's just to name a few. We could go on and on from there. Church of God, Holiness, Holy Ghost and Fire,
the Antichrist Church.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. All of the Antichrist churches out there. Every one of those, you know. And John said there will be many Antichrists. Many Antichrists.
What about the Antichrist Church itself? You know, if there's actually a...
You mean one specific church?
Called out or is there not? One of Satanist or not or something?
Well, there's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, down through the ages, the Antichrist church has been considered Roman Catholicism.
Yeah.
The beast.
Yeah.
But yet now, as we see ecumenical thrusts by all these different churches to unite and unite with Rome, and Rome is even now uniting with the Muslims and all these different religions, we would have to say that the Antichrist Church is any body or group of organized people who are coming against Christ and what he taught.
Mm-hmm.
Any body or group of people that is coming against Christ and what he taught. And that's a lot of churches. It's a lot of churches. I mean, you know, I was listening to a debate the other night by the Universal Church Triumphant.
Yeah.
It was all about these people who had predicted the end of the world, and they got up on their roof and they sold all their goods, kind of like the latest thing with what's his name that predicted the end of the world here a while back?
Nostradamus.
Well, yeah, Nostradamus, but I'm talking about
Harold Camping.
Harold Camping, yeah. And of course, many, many people have predicted the end of the world and set dates, even the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists, many, many others. But what is behind all of this? What is behind all of this unbiblical activity going on by so many people? Now we have the Charismatic Church, and we have the health and wealth prosperity preachers, Joyce Myers, and Paul White, and Eddie Long, and Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Myers, Joel Steen, Rick Warren, Bill Hybels, John Hagee, somebody's a Benzini or something, and of course Trinity Broadcasting Network can't be outdone, having over 5,000 television stations, and many of these people are proclaiming that they're little gods, Benny Hinn. Well, what is behind all of this? What is behind all of this? Well, the devil, in a nutshell, Satan. It says that Satan comes as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour. There's another passage of scripture that refers to Satan as the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
We said at the onset of this program that the Antichrist and the Antichrist Church is any person or body of people that come against the clearly revealed Word of God and the teachings of Jesus Christ Himself.
Yeah.
We could go through each of these churches and we could go through their false doctrines. We're not going to do that today, but what we are going to do is we're going to put out a warning to anyone listening to this message that they stay in the Word of God, preferably the King James Version of the Bible. People say, oh, you're one of those King James Version only people. What I am saying is that the King James Version of the Bible has been around for 400 years since 1611. And that's 402 years now. And, you know, it's been the mainstay for Christianity in the United States, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And also throughout much of England and the European areas. And we can depend upon it. It's sound. And it's, I believe that the Word of God is inspired. I believe that it is the inherent Word of God. I believe it is infallible. I believe it is God-breathed. I believe that we can depend on it. Now, the warning that we're putting out is that don't rely upon other people for your beliefs. Don't rely upon Larry Phillips or Mark Phillips or Billy Graham or Joyce White
or your church or something.
Or your church or your pastor or your mother or your father or your aunt or your uncle or your son or your daughter. Don't rely upon any of those people. You know, rely upon the Holy Spirit to open God's Word to you as you study it. Study to show thyself approved, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. How can you rightfully divide the word of truth? Through asking God to show you His Word and to enlighten you to the truth of His Word by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you're going to have any revelation of God's Word.
Yeah.
119th Psalm is absolutely loaded with references to God's Word, to His statutes, to His testimonies. You know, study to show thyself approved. You know, now, I know that a lot of people want to try to find great theological truths through the following.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to Bible colleges. They want to go to seminaries.
Yeah.
They want to go. They want to read all these different commentaries by Charles Hodge and John Calvin and John Wesley and Charles, you know, whatever, Adams' commentary, and on and on and on and on and on. They want to go to different seminars. They want to listen to renowned preachers like John MacArthur and R.C. Sproul and Billy Graham and Charles Finney and John Wesley and Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones and Charles Spurgeon. Listen. You can study the Word of God for yourself, and God can reveal His Word to you through His Holy Spirit. You don't have to have anyone else. You don't need the Pope. You don't need a priest. The Bible tells us that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Who was the best preacher that's ever walked the face of the earth? It wasn't the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon. The best preacher that ever walked on the face of the earth was Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, the eternal Son of the Living God. He was the greatest preacher. If you want to get some good messages, open your Bible and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus wrote every one. Yeah, Jesus. Now you say he didn't write it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, John, Christ spoke through those writers his word. You know, if I were to talk to a new Christian and I were to tell them, you know, the best way to approach the Scriptures, here's what I would tell them. You know, start by reading the book of Isaiah. Why would I recommend them to read the book of Isaiah? Because the book of Isaiah is very clear. I am God and there is none beside me. Mm-hmm. It is an absolute exclamation of the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about polytheism. It doesn't talk about many gods in there.
Yeah.
It's not in the pluralism. It's not in the psychology.
Yeah.
Then I would recommend them to read the Gospel of John, specifically the 6th and the 10th and the 17th chapters of John. Might want to read the first book of Genesis, the creation account, the second book, the third book of Genesis. Read the book of Colossians, especially the first three chapters. Read the book of Ephesians, especially the first two chapters. Read the book of Romans, especially the fifth chapter, the eighth chapter, the ninth chapter, and the 11th chapter. Read the book of Hebrews, especially the first chapter, the second chapter, the 11th chapter, and the 12th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Read the book of Galatians, especially the first and the second chapter. Read the book of Peter, 1 Peter, and just read through 1 Peter and 2 Peter. My friends, if you read those books that I just mentioned to you, and you study the center references in your Bible, if you have a center reference, and you study them cross-referencing, if you do that, you will find that there will be a great, great blessing for you. God will open His Word to you, and He will grant unto you His Spirit, And you will never be the same again, because His Word is a light unto our path. It's a lamp unto our feet. And what we will find is we will find a great, great blessing by reading His Word. And also, it's an exhortation for us. It guides us into all truth, and it keeps us on the straight and narrow. Mark started this by saying that, you know, wanting to identify what is the anti-Christian church, what is the church of the Antichrist, and we've named many anti-Christian churches tonight in this talk. Now the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is the true biblical church? Is there one true biblical church? Is there one church we can point to and say, that's the one right there?
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do that, but what we can do is we can say that God in His sovereignty has given us some assurance about one thing, that He will preserve His one true church. The foundation of God stand is sure. He knows who are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And God said that He would preserve for Himself a church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And He also said that He would bring that church into the great marriage supper of the Lamb one of these days. We're going to be gathered around the great white throne, and we are going to have a tremendous there's going to be a tremendous celebration. Those who have been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ has been given a group of people by the Father. All that the Father has given Him will come to Him, and all that come to Him He will in no wise cast out. That's a great blessing. So when we think about these things, our admonition, exhortation, and warning is to stay in the Word of God. Father, we pray that You would take this discussion tonight and use it for Your glory. We pray. Now I'm going to have Mark read some scriptures for us. Back in the 119th Psalm, Mark. The 119th Psalm.
Yeah.
And that's the longest psalm in the Bible, and it's the psalm that most is most redundant in proclaiming the statutes and the words and the testimony of God.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to I want you to read number. I'm going to give you the verses. Read number 11 and 12.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes.
Okay, number 15.
I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect in Thy ways.
Number 16.
I delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word.
Okay. Read verses 45 and 46.
And I will walk at liberty, for I seek Thy precepts. I will speak of Thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed.
Number 50.
This is my comfort and my affliction, for Thy word hath quickened me.
57.
Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep Thy words.
71.
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes.
81.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word.
89.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
93.
I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me.
105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Number 116.
Uphold me according to thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope.
129.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them.
133.
Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me.
152.
Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
159.
Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindnesses.
160.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
176.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
So we see here that all these verses that Mark has read are referring to God's word. And so, you know, one of the best things we can do to make sure that we are not sucked into anti-Christian movements and false doctrines and anti-Christian churches is to stay in